are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And a busy one this morning. First up, joining us, Micah Palmer. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing well. It's the first day of autumn. Are you ready for it?
Oh, I'm ready for it. We were just talking about it. I'm ready for the cool weather, but you're not yet.
I prefer the warmer weather. It doesn't have to be super scorching hot, but, you know.
But warmer.
Yes. Warmer.
But, yes.
You know.
But yeah, I think I have to go get like a pumpkin spice latte this morning or something to celebrate.
I've got my hot apple cider in the mug over here, so
yeah. Celebrating accordingly.
Exactly. But we're going to talk again about Rooster Rush. You've got that great Ringneck Roundup event ahead.
Yeah, so speaking of fall, we all know that jumping into hunting season, there's a lot going on, and with Pheasant Opener weekend, we just want to welcome all the hunters, whether they are local or visiting the area. Mm-hmm. We have our first welcome reception. We're partnering with Fort Pierre Tourism and then also South Dakota Missouri River Tourism. The event will be held. It's more of a social, right? So we have chili going to be there. We have some craft beverages going to be served up at the Dakota Distillery, which I don't know if you know where that's located, Dave, but that's on Airport Road. Yes.
Yeah.
Very great place. So perfect location for not only locals to get to it, but also visitors coming off of the airplanes, going to their lodges or their hotels in town here. But yeah, we're really excited. So that'll be on Friday, October 14th. All of our partnering agencies have been posting on our social media. So whether you follow all of us or just one of us, you should be able to see that on the Facebook event, Ringneck Roundup for Rooster Rush 2022.
That's going to be a great time. And yeah, perfect location, like you said.
Yes.
So very everybody's invited.
Oh yeah, everybody and anybody. It'll be nice too, because there will not only be an opportunity for tastings and tours of the distillery, but then you can go outside. We're hoping that that fall weather stays a little bit warm, a little bit cool, a little bit in between, I would say. But there will be a tent outside with music playing, and then, like I said, some good apps from our different local businesses, mm-hmm. and then also chili that will be donated by Dakota Mart. So,
fantastic. Yeah. So yeah, save that date. It's going to be a great time.
And
a perfect chance to welcome in some of these hunters and you know, talk to them and get some of their stories too.
Exactly. Talking about strategy, tradition, all the things we love about pheasant hunting in South Dakota. So.
Absolutely. And is there anything else you want
to? That's all I had to say.
Know?
Just come to the event.
Perfect. So, yeah.
We're excited about it. So thanks, Dave, for letting me talk about it.
Always good to have you here, Micah.
Good to see you.
Enjoy the event. Looking forward to
Appreciate
that.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And continuing on here during People in Your Neighborhood, we've got Austin Goss in the house representing the Fort Pierre Fire Department, because you've got an event coming up this weekend.
We do. It's coming up this weekend. It's kind of our annual get-together. It's a way to kind of get the community involved and have some drinks, listen to some live music this Saturday. So it'd be a lot of fun.
Very nice. And it's going to be right at the fire department.
Yeah, it's right at the fire department. So, we'll flip the doors open. It should be a perfect night for it. About 75 degrees. Flip all the garage doors open. We'll move the trucks out. Have some indoor seating, outdoor seating. We're going to have some live music starting around 9 o'clock. I believe that's the Barn Flies. They're local to South Dakota.
Very nice.
Very nice. Yeah, it's BYOB. Of course, you do have to be over 21.
Right.
At least according to the law, that is. So you have to be over 21, but it is, family friendly. Bring the kids out for a little. We'll be out there till 1 o'clock. So just a really good way for us to get some community members involved. Maybe see if the fire department's for you. If not, it's just a good way to come maybe support us, help us. And we'll have some silent auction items, some different door prizes, stuff like that too, for people who want to give that a shot. So
that sounds good. Yeah, I mean, you can make a full day of it because you got the Indian Relay Championship races earlier. Go on out and enjoy some music and socialize.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we were angling at is, hey, the Indian Relays are this weekend as well, and this will give some people an opportunity to maybe come out and just hang out, like we said, bring your own drinks and maybe have a couple and hang out with Fort Pierre Fire Department. And again, just if it's a good opportunity for someone to get involved themselves or join the department, then we certainly would encourage that as well.
And if folks, they aren't able to come on out, but they're maybe interested in joining, what's the best way to find out more?
There's just different ways to contact us. I mean, any member, I think, would give you the right directions to contact our chief or assistant chief or something like that. Or, of course, if you called the department and left a voicemail, message the Facebook page, mm-hmm. or anybody who wants to get involved. And it's not exclusive. I think what I really enjoy about the fire department is it's not a huge commitment. Obviously, there are periods of times where it is much busier. But
sure,
if you have an 8-to-5 job and you have a meeting, like, and you can't leave that meeting, nobody's going to shame you for that or be angry about it. We can take whatever we can get. You're not out of shape. You're not too old. You are not too young. There are different ways to get involved for everybody who might be interested in it. So
yeah, it's a great thing to be part of. And if you've got the time and the willingness to do that, you're going to welcome them in, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. But we'll start with this weekend. This weekend will be a lot of fun, a lot of opportunities at our annual ball to get involved and hang out with our department. And again, that's a great way to see if maybe it's a good fit for you.
That's right. So enjoy the ball this weekend. It is going to be a good time.
It will. And again, it's going to be like 75 that night.
It's going to be
just perfect weather. Perfect weather.
Good socializing weather.
Yes. Thanks so much, Dave. We appreciate it.
Nice to have you here, Austin. Thanks for stopping in. So don't miss out on the ball this weekend. It's going to be a great time. And we're going to check in with Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen right after this. And continuing on here on People in Your Neighborhood on this Thursday with Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. Boy, you've got a lot of people in the neighborhood today.
Yeah, everybody wants to come on in. Lots of stuff going on, especially with Fort Pierre, as always.
My goodness, there are so many things going on.
Of course, tomorrow kicks off the Indian Relays.
It does. It does. And I think there's going to be a kind of an opening ceremony tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing, and then of course the performances will be at 3 o'clock tomorrow and 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
And these are teams from Indian nations across the United States and Canada. So this is a really big deal.
It is, and it's going to be a great time for the family.
It is. It's so exciting. It's such a fun event to watch. But the one thing I need to announce is that the organizer, Calvin Ghostbear, is looking for local people to help sell tickets. And it pays between $20 and $25 an hour. And so it would be the afternoons of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
And so I'm going to give you the phone number, and please remind me to repeat it at the end, Dave. Calvin's number is 605-381-0823. And I'll repeat that again if you didn't have a pen handy. So, great opportunity to get involved.
Right.
I'm sure you would get free admission if you were an employee. So I shouldn't say that because I don't know.
but you never know.
I would think so. And then on Saturday morning, the Community Youth Involved Center took advantage of lots of people in town and planned a breakfast. And, you know, there aren't that many places for breakfast. And so this sounds wonderful. Biscuits and gravy.
Ooh,
and Bloody Marys.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, doesn't that sound good? And of course, everything that CYI does benefits senior citizens and children in the Pierre Fort Pierre area. So it's always a very worthy event when you attend something at Community Youth Involved Center. So from 9 a.m. till noon, they'll be serving. And so come on over for biscuits and gravy and any food I've ever eaten at a Community Youth Involved event is wonderful.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah, it's home, grandma's homemade stuff. And so, it will be fun and it'll be a great opportunity to have breakfast before you go to the races.
Yeah, wonderful opportunity there.
Yeah. So, homecoming, there are so many things going on. Fireman's Ball, homecoming, I want to wish the Buffs good luck against their game with White River. Congratulate the royalty. And kids, just have a great time because homecoming is one of those memorable things.
It is. Take it all in and enjoy it and have fun.
Exactly. So, one more time. Calvin Ghostbear. Call him if you're interested in working selling tickets. 605-381-0823.
All right. So a good opportunity there. And of course, once we get through this weekend with all this going on, next weekend
are the
horse races.
We do love our horses, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
we
great.
Do. If it's not a rodeo, it's a race of some sort. So
right.
Yeah. So I'll definitely be talking more about the horse races, and maybe I'll have Shane Cramie come with me because he knows more about it than anybody.
Yes, he's got it all down and does a great job heading that up.
Yes, he does. Yes, all he does. Right. Well, thank you, Dave, for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you for coming over. Enjoy this first day of autumn, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, thanks.
There's Ford Pier Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning on the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. We'll check out your weather right after this.